will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the bill we got? I mean, the bill we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're banned.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 in Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. Lots to do. 2 hours of live vocal talk to do it in. You're a big part of the show, of course, at 343-0106. Yeah, they're talking lotto in Montgomery. We'll get into that. They're also talking, well, a lot in Washington as Democrats trying to figure out if they are going to move forward with impeachment proceedings in the House. Of course, that goes nowhere, but are they going to go ahead and do it and be on the record? We'll get into that in hour number two of the show. And a lot to talk about. And we'll start off, though, because this is something we mentioned a while ago on the show. My buddy Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino has joined me in studio. And this hour, we're going to be talking about, you've heard the commercials. We've talked about it, the news stories out there about these faulty 3M earplugs. And what's the real story here? Who does it affect? How did it happen? And is lucky to have an attorney, a friend, and a Marine that knows what it's all about in studio to talk about it. Ed, thanks for coming back.
Hey, Sean. Good to be here.
Hey, let's kind of set the stage on this. If somebody has not, and there are people who might not have heard of this or just heard briefly, there's a discussion of it. Kind of lay out the story here on these earplugs. Who's affected? What's the timeline? What's the whole story here?
So from 2003 to 2015, a company called 3M and a subsidiary called Aero Technologies, they manufactured and sold a dual-sided earplug to the military, probably millions of them during that time period. And they were issued out to all the troops, not just combat troops, all the troops that were in the military from 03 to 15. And these earplugs were defective. They did not work. Their design was also defective in that they didn't stay in your ear. There was testing that was done before they were sold to the military by 3M and Aero Technologies. They knew that the earplugs were defective. They knew that there were fitting problems, and they hid this information from the government. They filled out forms and basically lied to the government. And the most common disability that we're seeing from the veterans, I call them post 9/11 vets, we're seeing is hearing loss and tinnitus, which is this horrible permanent ringing in the ear. So there's a lawsuit that's going on about it right now. It's been formed up in an MDL, and we're handling those cases, and the MDL just got transferred to the federal court in Pensacola, the Northern District of Florida. So that's right in our backyard, and we're excited about doing this. And myself being a former Marine, I'm just delighted to be involved with this.
Yeah, and I want to get into this MDL and what this means for us here and people in all 50 states. But back to the problem at hand. So 2003 through 2015, so 12 years of these are the... Am I right in describing them? These are the kind of earplugs you stick in your ear, you mash up and put in your ear.
Yes, it's it is the kind you put in your ear. It's a little unique design. This particular earplug looks like two Christmas trees put together. One side was yellow, one side was that olive drab green. And so it is sort of a unique looking earplug, and it was supposed to allow the troops to be able to hear commands while they're wearing these earplugs. So you could put the yellow end in, or you could put the green in your ear, and that's what they were supposed to do. They were supposed to not just suppress noise, but also allow you to hear other people talking. And like I said, they worked about 50% of what they claimed to work as far as noise reduction, and people were forced to wear these earplugs because when you're issued something in the military, you don't say, "Hey, Sarge, can I, you know, possibly wear this?" And you know, or
this
I really
is
don't
GI,
want to
this
wear
is general
this.
Issue. This is what you're. I mean, this is what yeah. you're given. This is what you wear.
They issue it. You wear it. Your boots. If it's gloves, you know, your camouflage, and so they didn't have a choice. The troops had to wear these earplugs, and they were defective, and it did cause a lot of hearing loss and tinnitus.
Yeah, the nature of the business of the military, be soldiers or Marines, y'all make things go boom.
That's what we do in the military, is we defend our country through the use of weapons and explosives. So, you know, if you're shooting weapons, if you're having explosions going on around you, you need hearing protection. Just try shooting a couple rounds of your rifle without earplugs or some type of hearing protection, and you know you won't like it. And it's a necessary item. It's you know no different than a flak jacket or anything else that you're issued. It's a safety device that you're issued in the military. And, you know, the combat servicemen and women and all the folks in the military that wore this had a reasonable expectation that the earplugs would work. And unfortunately, they didn't. So, you know, they're being paid for their time, their service to our country by having a permanent condition with their ears, hearing loss and tinnitus. And it's really sad. And to me, it's infuriating. And I'm not gonna allow this to happen. We're gonna pursue this thing, and we're gonna be involved with it every single day until it's done.
All right, just joining us, talking to Ed Rowan with Taylor Martino. You know, you as a combat veteran, it's specific for, you know, thinking about what you would need those earplugs for. But you mentioned it's beyond that. These were issued, so if somebody was working on a tarmac or they were working anywhere, they
yes.
had these issued.
Yes, all the military, all branches of the military had this, and it doesn't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter what your job was. I mean, you've got rifle qualification, even for a guy that or a lady that just fills out paperwork all day, like an administration type of job. They still have to have, you know, rifle range qualification and other training that they do. And so it applies to all folks that were in the military, not just, you know, if you were actually a combat on the grounds infantry type of soldier or Marine.
So somebody who's experiencing hearing loss or, God forbid, tinnitus right now, served between 2003 and 2015. This means if you were in the military at that point, you were issued these earplugs.
Yes, you were issued the earplugs. Just like you were issued boots and anything else. And, you know, you didn't have a choice to wear them. I mean, that's what you had to wear, and that's the only kind of protection you could have. I mean, you couldn't go say, "Hey, I've got these really cool earphones. Can I wear these instead?" No, you had to wear the earplugs that you were issued.
Okay. Come back from the news break. I want to talk more about this with you because you mentioned that hearing in Washington, and then you mentioned Pensacola and what this means moving forward, and who all, you know, are you looking to talk to people just from here in Alabama, outside the state? We'll get into those details when we return, and maybe if you hear this discussion and it's somebody in your family, maybe a loved one that this affects, maybe tell them to tune in here. We'll talk more about it when we return on Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Welcome back and continuing my conversation with my buddy and also attorney with Taylor Martino and Marine Ed Rowan. And you've heard discussion probably here and there about these defective 3M earplugs. And so let me do this as we set stage here, Ed. How do we know? I'm going to ask you, how do we know they're defective? Just because you say so?
Right. Last summer, there was what's called a QI-TAM or a whistleblower lawsuit that was filed by the government, and that's when any time a company or entity defrauds the government, you know, the, this type of lawsuit is filed and is pursued by the government. And interestingly, several months after that lawsuit was filed, well, I think there were 14, 15 depositions and some other discovery, but 3M quickly settled that lawsuit. Now, it was $9.1 million, but compared to what they probably made, the profits they made, I call that a measly settlement. But still, a company like this is not going to pay $9.1 million to settle a case that attacks their product. They will dig in and fight that thing for years. But what we found out from this lawsuit, now there are a lot of documents that are sealed, so that's one of the first things that we're going to do when you know, Judge Rogers over in Pensacola kind of gets the litigation actually rolling. It's just now at the very beginning. We're going to uncover all of these sealed depositions and other documents and find out the truth of the matter. But we do have some of the testing results. Because before you sell a product, period, you have, you know, ASTM type of testing, and before you sell to the government, you have to fill out certain forms and say, hey, we have tested this according to the ASTM standards.
ASTM,
that's just for any type of product, everything, every kind of product. For this microphone, I'm talking, and you know, there are ASTM standards for what the microphone has to do.
Okay,
You know, but particularly any kind of safety device, you know, there has to be testing standards to make sure the device works. So. What happened was, and it's incredible, but it did happen, that 3M and Aero Technologies did not perform the standard testing, and the testing that they did perform, they had to cut off, they had to stop, because the earplugs were being shown not to work.
So they stopped the testing?
They stopped the testing.
Okay.
And they only tested not with independent people or a company, but they tested with their own employees. And even using, that's against standards. You can't use internal people to independently test something. So they used their own employees, and even doing that, the testing was drastically failing, and so it just ended. And the way we know this is because we have these documents, and it's also alleged in the lawsuit, and the documents that they have to fill out. Okay, so they have to fill out something to the government saying we did all this proper testing, that, you know, this is going to be issued to troops in combat and all troops, and so we've done the testing. It's a safe product. Well, they lied in that documentation. They defrauded the government, and that's why they were sued by the government. And that's how we know that they are defective, these earplugs. And we also know that there is a huge increase in the number of vets coming back right now from, you know, the Gulf War and Afghanistan with hearing loss and tinnitus. And so you put those two together, and 2 + 2 = 4. You know, they defrauded the government, sold them bad earplugs. Now we've got all these troops that were issued the plugs that had to wear them, and they can't hear, or they have permanent ringing in their ears. And it's sad. It's disgusting, really.
Okay, because somebody could, if they didn't know about this going on, this testing, the information you're bringing out, they could assume that they were good earplugs, and the hearing loss that they're dealing with, or tinnitus, is something natural. They were given these. They were told these were the ones to wear. They wore them, and if you assume that they were doing what they were supposed to do, you might attribute this hearing loss to something else. But in this case now, this piece of information is key.
Sure, I get it. I mean, if you are in the military, and, you know, I signed up for the Marines, and I wanted to be the guy that blows up stuff and shoots rifles and, you know, gets in there, you know, at the ground level and gets dirty. And if you do that, you know, you're not going to come out 100% in one piece. And if you blow up things, and if you're around explosions and shooting all the time, you're going to have some type of hearing loss. But if you're issued earplugs and they don't work, that hearing loss might be double, triple, quadruple what it would be. It could be something mild. But let me tell you, the guys and ladies that we're talking to that have this hearing loss, it's not just, you know, something that you can just pass by as if it's no big deal. I mean, they have a hard time having conversations with their family members and their children, their loved ones. They have missed out on job opportunities. They can't concentrate because can you imagine a permanent ringing in your ear 24/7?
No, it's maddening. I mean,
it's maddening.
The tinnitus thing, and being around people who have had it, it's beyond a hearing issue. It's a mental health issue. The ones I've seen, I mean, it drives you. It drives you where you don't want to do anything.
It's actually it's not connected to the eardrum. Like a hearing loss is more connected to the eardrum, but the tinnitus. And I'm not a ENT or anything like that, but the tinnitus is actually a brain injury because the brain and the ear are connected. So if you have loud noises, it can attack that part of the brain, and that's what creates the tinnitus. And so it's actually a brain injury is what that is.
Because of these faulty earplugs.
Because of the faulty earplugs not suppressing the noise that it claimed to suppress. And that, the troops had to wear. They didn't have a choice in the matter.
Do you get a physical when you enter the military?
Yeah. So one of the beauties of this lawsuit, and I handle personal injury, all sorts of things, and catastrophic injuries. But a lot of times you don't have a certain diagnostic test that was performed before the injury, and so if you have an MRI or some other diagnostic after the injury. There's always a question.
Who's to say you didn't already have it?
Yeah, you didn't already have it. Yeah. But the beauty of folks in the military in Alabama, you go to MEPS up in Montgomery and you go through all day battery of tests, hearing tests and eye exams and poking you here, poking you there. Everything that you never wanted poked and tested is tested. So your hearing is tested before you enter the military. So there's a baseline of what your hearing is. And then in most cases...
That's important.
Wow. Yeah, that's very important. So we can see, hey, and plus you can't go in the military if you have damaged hearing. There's a certain level that it has to be at. I don't know exactly what that is, but you have to have very good hearing, obviously, to be able to understand orders and do the things that you're told to do in a combat situation. But most of the time, upon exit from the military, you're going to have an exit battery of tests as well as a hearing test. So we're able to see what the hearing was before they entered the military, what the hearing was after they left the military. And so that's just a very unique and extremely useful tool for a litigator like myself to prove this is what happened to the folks' hearing while they're in the military. So that's another thing that I'm excited about, is just the evidence that we have of the injury as well. There's straight up fantastic evidence if we have both of those two things, which we should have in all cases before they entered the military, and in most cases upon exit from the military we'll have a test.
And we're going to open up and grab some calls here after the break at 343-0106. We're getting some text in here, Ed. Okay, that's a good question. My son-in-law is a former Marine who has hearing loss. He probably qualifies for this lawsuit, but he feels like the red tape and paperwork wouldn't be worth it. What do they need to prove that they are qualified? Talk to this guy.
Well, let me just say this, I was a Marine, so I know Marines, but it's no different than any other branch. There's some reason that we are just suspicious and cynical about everything, and so I talked to Marines and Army vets and Navy folks and the Air Force. They're all suspicious. Is this real? I had a question yesterday.
I got like four texts basically.
Yeah, is this real or is this just one of these, mass tort?
Yep,
goofy
that's
commercials.
That's what they're asking.
Yeah, the reason you're seeing those commercials is because there are lawyers across the country that are gathering these cases up, and they're sending them to lawyers that are actually going to handle them. We're one of the firms, and we just happen to be local, that we handle these cases.
Y'all aren't a pass along.
No, that is against my moral fiber.
I know it.
To just gather something up, pass it along, and go sit on the beach in a beach chair and answer phone calls. That's not what I do. Maybe I should do that, but we don't. We handle the case. We're in the trenches in my firm.
Yep.
And yes, this is real. There's not governmental red tape. It is a lawsuit. So, when you're suing a company like 3M And that's what we're going to be doing, and we're going to be suing them big, just like they did with BP. They are going to fight. They're going to fight like cats and dogs, but we have several hundred lawyers like myself that we're pretty good fighters as well. We're going to be fighting at the same time, and you know, the truth is the truth. We'll see who comes out standing in the end.
All right, we're coming right back. More with Ed Rowan. And yeah, like people asking on the text line, I'll put it this way. So Ed and I have known each other since we were boys. And so this is not somebody from a far-flung location. It's a buddy of mine, Mobilian, and a Marine who is an attorney with Taylor Martino. So you got a question about the specific questions like we're getting on the text line, you can call them in too, 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:35, FM Talk 106.5. Another brilliant day out there. Dr. Bill says, you know, that rain moves in Thursday night. This is we get it done during the week, and we get it done at night. This coming weekend going to be fantastic. More details coming up with Dr. Bill. Another half hour and your exclusive forecast from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams right here on FM Talk 106.5. My guest and, more importantly, my buddy Ed Rowan with Taylor Martino is in studio, an attorney here in town and a Marine. And if there was ever a case that was made for Ed Rowan, I think this is it. As we're talking about the faulty 3M earplugs that were issued to the military between 2003-2015. Ed, I got a stack of text questions here, and plus we'll take your phone call questions. If you don't text, that's cool. Call us at 343-0106. Wayne has texted this. He said, if every vet joins the claim, wouldn't they end up gaining about $10 out of it? I only ask because I'm trying to see if it's worth it. I have already been diagnosed by the VA with tinnitus along with TBI and not sure if I want to cut all the red tape it might require.
Well, let me answer that directly. So first of all, I would not get involved in a lawsuit where everybody gets $10. And I wouldn't be able to look at myself in the mirror if I knew that, you know, I'm simply working for a legal fee for fellow Marines and service members to get $10 or some nominal amount. And it, so it may be getting confused with this. So this is not a class action. This is a multi-district litigation. This is just like the BP case. The BP case was not a class action. A class action is where you, like, let's say, cellular company XYZ charges $2 on your bill to all the customers every month, and it's a fraudulent charge, and they do it just because they want to make more money, and they get caught, and so everybody has that exact same damage, you know, that $2 a month for however many months you were a customer of company XYZ. If you have a class or a group of people that all have unique and individual damages, it cannot be certified as a class action because you don't have the same damages for everybody. So these are individual lawsuits that everybody has, and it's been consolidated for pretrial purposes under one judge. Okay, so it's just like the BP case. And everybody is, I can't sit here and tell you what everybody is going to get, but certainly it's going to depend upon what the injury is. You know, if, you know, someone that has 90% hearing loss is probably going to get, you know, substantially more than someone that has 5% hearing loss, and, you know, so forth. That's sort of common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to take a long time? Well, if anybody has been involved in a serious litigation against a company that is being accused of having a defective product and is going to be on the hook for billions of dollars.
Is that what we're talking about?
We're talking billions of dollars, yes.
Wow.
What I understand, and I haven't done all the corporate research, but anybody can go online and look at the 3M's assets and their earnings, but I think they are an $11 billion a year company, $11 billion a year company. Okay, so I think it'd be fair if this is true, and I have the documents already, and I don't even have all the unsealed documents, that a couple years of their profits should go to the vets. And you think that's fair, Sean?
If these vets have lost hearing after having to wear a specific earplug that was faulty, I'd say people have lost. You've talked to me before, like if you're in a car wreck, right, and now you can't work or you can't do things with your family, that is worth a certain amount. What's your hearing worth? What's one of your senses worth?
Well, not only, in all the cases that we handle, I tell the folks, you did not do anything wrong to get in this situation. But this is more exponential than that. Not only did the vets not do anything wrong, they're volunteering to serve our country. And they're going through a lot of grief, let me tell you, over there when the bullets are flying. And the last thing they need is a greedy corporation making a product that doesn't work, that's causing them hearing loss. It's crazy.
And once again, and we're going to come to the phones here. I'm going to get you to put on those headphones, too, before we take calls. A couple of people, once again, asking, what do they need to prove that they are qualified? So what is that benchmark? What is the benchmark for qualification?
Well, we need to have either hearing loss or tinnitus that is diagnosed, and I've had vets tell me that I know I have a substantial hearing loss, but I did not get that exit exam. Do I still have a claim? And I said, certainly, if you have hearing loss that was caused by it, we'll have to get you that testing, but you have a claim. I do prefer that we see some type of exit exam, but that doesn't mean that you weren't injured, because what we will have in every case, unless the government has lost the records, and I don't think they have, is that test going into the military. They're going to have that test. Yeah. So we're going to be able to say, hey, this person had perfect hearing going into the military, and this is where they're at now. Now, if they have the past 10 years since being out of the military, they've been a groupie for the Rolling Stones, and they've never worn any earplugs, then we might have an issue with that. But I'd like to look at each case on a case-by-case basis, and I'll make that determination. We'll make that. I deal with medical causation every single day, I love doing that, actually. I like digging into things and finding out, what caused this from a medical standpoint, from the mechanism of the injury to the injury itself.
Okay, so this is a question you're going to solve. People say, to prove they're qualified, they fit these parameters. That's your job to show this.
That's right. Well, okay. The vets were out there to go fight for our country, whether it's repairing a vehicle, or the cooks serving food, or the folks that were shuffling papers, whatever. They had their job to do, and I have a job to do, and that is I've been doing it for 22 years. I'm a partner, Taylor Martino. I try cases, and there's a lot of good lawyers here in Mobile, but I think nobody would argue that I'll go in there and fight and try cases. And so that's what I'm here to do, is to look at people's cases, figure out if they have a case, and how we can get from A to B. And that's what I did. That's what he taught me to do in Marines. Here at A, we want to get to B. Get there. And I tell that to every Marine, and they nod, and they say, yeah, I know what you're talking about. you tell me where I need to get to, and by darn it, I'm going to get there.
Let's go to the phones. You're hearing through the headphones working pretty good. Let's go to the phones. And Ray is in Mobile, and his son served. Ray, you're on with Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino.
Yes, Mr. Rollins. My son served in Afghanistan. Let me turn my radio down. My son served in Afghanistan. He is in the Army Reserve, continues to be in the Army Reserve. And his MOS is mortar man.
Fantastic job.
Well,
the mortar man likes to see things blow up and, and blows them up. I love mortar men.
He's team leader. He's E6. But ever since he got back from Afghanistan, he's had tinnitus, and you can actually notice him turning his head to try and listen to somebody. And he's still in the National Guard. And every time they drill, and it's a field drill, I don't know if they replace the earplugs or not, but he's still blowing up things.
Well, it sounds like that he has a claim or a potential claim, and he needs to see somebody to look at his medical records and talk to him. And because, you know, once you have hearing loss or tinnitus, it's not coming back. I mean, it's a permanent condition. I mean, they have, for hearing, they have, you know, different implants that I wouldn't recommend to anybody. But these are permanent conditions that he's going to be dealing with for the rest of his life. So he needs to get that addressed. And I tell that to all my clients. When you're talking about a permanent injury, you don't know where you're going to be in 10, 15, 20 years down the road. So, you know, you need somebody that can help you look into that, because down the road you're definitely going to want to do that. And if you wait that long, you won't have a chance.
Right. We appreciate the call. I want to say you mentioned this tonight. It's looking from the text line. One of our friends here, loyal texter of the station, Crypto Marine, your fellow Marine, he said, "I've got tinnitus from my time in the Marine Corps. I have to keep the TV on low when I sleep or the radio so he can sleep, just to be able to sleep with the tinnitus."
I've heard that. Yeah, I don't have, thank goodness, I don't have tinnitus. Or, you know, I guess I'm too dumb to tell if I have tinnitus. But the fellows that have it, you know, there are things like that they have to do to cope every day. And, you know, that's really sad that he has to do that. And he needs to talk to somebody.
Let's go to Tony in Chickasaw. You're on with Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino.
Yeah. How you doing, Mr. Rowan? Is this military specific for your firm, or what about the people who work in shipyards and refineries and were, you know, exposed to shipping guns and loud noises, and you were furnished earplugs and it was mandatory that you wore them, and they were from 3M? What would be your position, or what is your firm's position on something like that?
That's a good question. Now, it would be this particular earplug is the one that we're pursuing in this case. You know, I know 3M has 15 or 20 different earplugs, at least, that they have manufactured, marketed, and sold throughout that time period that I'm talking about. So it would be
this dual one that looks like the little Christmas trees, and they got strings on them. You wear them around your neck.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Yes.
And see, we've probably worn every one of those that they manufacture, depending on where we were working. I mean, they got them in regularly, and depending on where you were at, depending on what type of earplug they issued you. So, I mean, it's just, I've got tinnitus and hearing loss and been in the construction industry all my life. But I was just curious, how would you go about proving something like that?
Well, the same way we would prove it with the military, you would need, you know, hearing tests. But, I mean, this earplug, if someone, even in a civilian context, because they did sell these in a civilian context, if they wore this earplug and exclusively this earplug for a time period and suffered a hearing loss, then, yeah, they need to talk to somebody as well, because the product is defective. And let me just say this, coincidentally, and I can't tell you exactly how many years ago, but I'm, you know, I'm an avid hunter, outdoorsman, and so I, you know, my hobby is going through the different, you know, magazines and or online now and ordering whatever. I had a pair of these earplugs. I think it was 5 or 6 years ago. I actually cleaned out my hunting bag about a year or two ago and threw away one of them. But I bought these earplugs from, you know, one of the major online retailers, and they were not effective, and I was curious why they weren't effective. And then before I could even figure out that, hey, I don't like these earplugs anymore, one of them fell out, and that's one of the defects.
Right.
And so I was left with one earplug, and you know, I didn't have the string or whatever. And so, I mean, I don't think I would make a very good plaintiff, because I only wore them for maybe a couple of weeks. But I know personally that these earplugs are defective.
Right. Hey, Tony, I appreciate your call, and we'll get to more phone calls when we come back. Scott, we'll come to you first. Hold on, and you can hop on as well at 343-0106. Ed Rowan with Taylor Martino. We're talking about these 3M hearing protectors issued to members of the military between 2003 and 2015, and what this means for you. You've got hearing loss, you've got tinnitus, and how you get made whole.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Tuesday. By the way, coming up between now and 2, your shot at a pair of tickets to go check out Jim Gaffigan and the Quality Time Tour coming to the Wharf Amphitheater May 11th. And it's a 7:30 show, so for people like me, it's good. You know, when I see something, oh, it starts at 12. It starts 11:30 at night. That's not a doable. This is a 7:30 show. Funny guy, clean comedian, take the family to. But the key is he's funny. I'll give you a chance to win those tickets between now and 2 o'clock. My buddy Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino is in studio taking questions now on this 3M faulty earplugs and this MDL.
It's called multi-district litigation, Sean. I know it's a
what is that
word that I really didn't want to use that word.
Well, then I forced you to do it.
I know. It's a federal procedural tool. So if you it's just like the BP case. The BP case was a MDL, multi-district litigation, that was sent to and organized in New Orleans under Judge Barbier there. Okay, so it's the same thing that happened there. You had a company that caused widespread damage to a lot of people, you know, for the same act, but everybody had different types of it, of damages.
That's why this is not a class action. This is not everybody gets the same thing.
It's not, but this and this one is just over in Pensacola. I actually thought, because you know, I went to the MDL hearing in D.C. where they hear from all sorts of folks and decide where they're going to send the case. They don't decide right away. I thought for sure it was going to be sent to Minnesota. But I did hear that the head of that panel, they talked about this lady judge, Judge Rogers over in Pensacola, supposedly sharp as a whip. And let me tell you, she is sharp as a whip. And they said, well, she'd do a good job too. And I remember thinking back in my mind, you know, they might send it right here in our backyard in Pensacola. You know, there's a chance they might, but I still thought they were going to send it to Minnesota. But when that did happen and they sent it to Judge Rogers there, you know, that I was really excited because, I mean, we're going to have a great opportunity to hands-on participate actively every day in this litigation, you know, at my firm. So that's going to be really neat to see what happens.
All right. Head to the phones, but first I do want the Bayman says, thank you, Devil Dog, for what you're doing. USMC, fight to win.
Come on now.
Okay.
Let's go. Semper Fi. Hey, but, you know, and I have people from other branches that they call me up and they're like, will you hand, I was in the Army, will you handle my case? And you know, I was only you know, special forces in the Army. So I'm like, okay, please, come on now. Yes, I will. I have respect for all branches of the military. Now, I will say that you know we make fun of other branches, but it's a friendly rivalry.
Yeah.
But we do make fun of other branches, and that's fine. They can make fun of whatever jarhead or dumb Marines if they're in another branch, and they can say you know they can laugh at that. But any branch that serves deserves respect,
and
in my opinion.
And these, absolutely. And these earplugs were issued to all branches.
Across the board.
Okay, let's go to Scott in Axis next. You're on with Ed Rowan.
Afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
And I served in the Army for 18 years as a cavalry scout, and I never made fun of one jarhead.
Oh, come on now.
Hey, thank
there you.
You
have.
Thanks. No, gentlemen. I had hired on a law firm out of New Orleans to take my part of the case for this, and they had sent me a letter stating that 3M has set aside a number like $9.1 million to cover everybody that's going to jump on this wagon for this lawsuit. Is that like...
Ed said this earlier. But yeah, this is what's key, that's that number was... The federal case, wasn't it?
Yeah, so there was a federal whistleblower suit that was brought by the government, and 3M settled that case and paid the government, the U.S. government, $9.1 million for a settlement. So that has no bearing on this case whatsoever, as from a, you know, what is this one going to settle for? And I can assure you that there's going to be no settlement in this case that is sub of billions of dollars. Now, you know, anytime you go into the theater war, anytime you file a lawsuit and go against a major corporation, you can win or lose certain things, okay? So, but this is not a $9.1 million settlement would never be considered. Never.
You were talking B's, as in billions.
The B's, yes.
Billions.
Yes. Yes. Well, if this company did this to our service men and women, and then first of all, we're going to find out exactly what they made, and I guarantee you that's going to be something we point to, that that's going to be paid back plus times 5, 10, 20 times that. They need to be punished if this was intentional, and by all accounts of what we see, it was intentional, and I do think that they should be punished.
Yeah, that would be a nice thing. I walked out of there after two tours and got tinnitus, and now I'm wearing hearing aids the rest of my life, and my wife is tired of hearing me say, huh?
Well, it sounds like you've got a good wife, though. but it's no joke, though. It can be, if it's, you know, your spouse or whatever, you know, it can be incidental to her, but it can cost you job opportunities. And it just affects your self-esteem if you can't hear certain things. And I know you're a tough army dog, but, you know, those things will wear on you after a while.
They do that.
Well, thank you for your service.
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. Thank you for your service.
You're very welcome, and thank you for taking my call.
Hey, no problem. And, you know, look at the text line here, Ed. There's a lot of people have a lot of these questions. And these cases are individual. That's what you're pointing out. This is not class action. This is like BP. Individuals have certain levels of damage to their hearing as caused by these faulty earplugs. So they need. There's not a one thing you can say that affects it. That's why they need to contact you to talk about their individual rights in this.
Right. If there are more questions that go beyond this program, you know, I'm free to answer any questions. I mean, you can contact me whether I represent you or not, and I'll be glad to answer whatever questions. I mean, that, you know, one thing I do is I serve people in this community, and I certainly will serve any vets in this community without a doubt.
Well said. So Google Taylor Martino.
Taylor Martino, Mobile, Alabama.
His name's Ed Rowan. Check him out. Thanks, Ed. Thanks for being in.
You're welcome.
All right. Coming right back, hour number two of Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5.